Support for podcasting on KBIA comes from Boone County National Bank. We know you're in a hurry. That's why we have 16 banks and 23 ATMs all over town. No matter where you are, you'll find a Boone County National Bank to serve all your financial needs. Plus, with online banking, you don't even have to leave home to manage your money. The most convenient bank in town and a friendly smile, too. That's Boone County National Bank. Member FDIC. Visit us in person or online at boonebank.com today.
Welcome to Radio Friends on Wednesday, November the 23rd, the day before Thanksgiving. We're glad you are joining us this morning. I hope you'll stick around for the next 8 minutes or so. Diana Moxon is with us from the Columbia Art League. Welcome to Radio Friends, Diana.
Thank you very much. Nice to be back.
And you've got something coming up for the holidays with the Art League?
We have our new show, which is the member show. It's called Give a Gift of Art, and we try and encourage people to buy art as a gift for the holidays.
Yeah.
So I have a couple of things with me. I know Radioland people can't see, but
if you go to kbia.org, and then you click on programs and then click on Paul Pepper, and you can either sign up for a vodcast and you can see this, or you can just watch it every day if you like.
Exactly. So what I have today are a couple of little things. This just came in yesterday. It's a wooden acorn,
yeah.
And it's made of Osage orange. It's made by Rich Herpner, who's a local artist.
Yeah.
But it unscrews, and it's a little box inside, so you can keep your little treasures in. And what's amazing about it is all the threads on the turn are hand-carved.
Amazing local artist. Go online and watch this, kbia.org, and take a look at this. So this is a little gift that's available from the Art League.
A little gift, little Osage orange gift, all made locally.
Okay, and
then this
thing.
A metal tulip. It's a tulip.
And what do you do with this thing?
You could plant it in the garden or you could plant it in your house. It can be decorative alone. You could put a little tea light inside it so you could have it as a little luminaire in the garden.
Okay.
As long as there's no dry leaves around, Paul.
That would be a fire hazard. That's my big concern.
But you could just have it planted in the garden. It will rust if you leave it outside, but they look beautiful. I have two big flowers, metal flowers
that'd
in the garden.
That'd make a nice. And then what else?
And then here I have a little glass bead bracelet made by Kelly Melagrito, who's an artist here in town. She handmade all of those beautiful little tiger glass beads.
They're all handmade. That's beautiful.
And they're interspersed with Swarovski crystals. And that's just a gorgeous wee gift to give at Christmas time.
So go to kbia.org, then click on programs on Paul Pepper and watch.
Have a look at these lovely little things.
What we're talking about. And when you're watching this, these paintings that you see on our wall back here, those are from the Columbia Art League.
They are. They're by Audrey McFadden, another local artist. She displays her work at the Art League in Art in the Park, and so she's a great local artist, too.
Yeah, and you supply us with all this beautiful artwork.
I know. But then the other thing I was thinking, for the holidays, people have so much stuff that if you don't want to have more stuff, buy an art class. You know, we have all these wonderful art classes for adults or for children. So give the gift of experiencing art and have people come and buy a gift certificate to buy an art class for someone you love, or yourself.
Nice. Yeah. Oh, you're just loaded with wonderful
ideas. Full of ideas, Paul.
Okay. Diana Moxon. And if people want information about the Columbia Art League, what do they do?
They go to columbiaartsleague.org.
Uh-huh. Or they can ring you up.
They give us a ring on 443-8838.
Okay.
Oh, they come and visit us, at 207 South 9th Street.
They don't have to ring you up first?
They don't have to. And someone said to me, do you have to be a member to shop at the Art League? And I said, no, not at all.
No, you'll take anybody's money.
Absolutely. Even yours, Paul.
Yeah, you take anybody's money.
So drop by and visit us, in the Missouri Theater Building.
Okay. Thank you so much, Diana. It's always a pleasure to have you.
And to see you.
Good lady. I like you. I like you very much. And that hairdo you got today, take a look at it online, too. I like that. Yeah, I do. All right. Diana Moxon. Columbia Art League. Now we have Brenda Jackman with us from the Rainbow House. Welcome back to Radio Friends.
Thank you so much, Brenda. Good to see you.
And what do we got going at the Rainbow House?
Oh, we have so much. We are wrapping up. November is Homeless Youth Awareness Month, so we're wrapping that up, but we're just about to kick off our Tummies to Toes holiday drive. And we did this last year. Tummies to Toes.
Tummies to Toes.
Yes. So we are covering three areas. One is new shoes for their toes. Tummies, we're looking for baby formula, and then also diapers. So we are looking for all three of those, and we're doing both drop-off at Rainbow House and then also at Automated Systems. So we're teaming up with Automated Systems this year.
So what do you need the most? I guess everything?
Everything, but right now we are really struggling with new shoes. We have shoe donations every day. A lot of the times these kids that come to us in the middle of the night, which is their PJs on. They have no shoes. They have nothing
with them.
They come
to you in the middle of the night?
Sometimes, depending on if they're taken out of an emergency situation, they might just have the clothes on their back. And so we're really there to provide them that safe structure, but at the same time be able to clothe them and give them the outfits that they need and the shoes that they need.
Now, how do people know what size or style of shoes to buy?
Any size, any style. We, a lot of the times, we'll get little kids' shoes, but we serve infants all the way up to 21-year-olds. So we will take any size, any style, anything that your kids would wear.
Are you looking for new shoes, or will you take
new shoes? We just take new shoes, so
okay.
We're primarily looking for those.
So any size, any style, girls or boys
shoes. Girls or boys.
You need other clothing for kids, too, or mainly the diapers and
Mainly diapers and shoes, but definitely we take clothing all the time. Anything new or gently used, we definitely can use. So.
And you mentioned formula.
Yes, formula. A lot of the times we'll get requests from the community or just for the children that are in our shelter. A formula is something that we like to have on hand. So.
Okay. So how are things going at the Rainbow House?
We are extremely busy. We've noticed, especially with the temperature changes, a lot of families go into a homeless situation. And so we're noting an increase in smaller kids, too. So a lot of kids under the age of 8, we're actually seeing an increase in. And so a lot of kids in our children's emergency shelter right now and a lot of teens in our homeless youth program right now because of the temps are dropping.
How do you deal with that?
Day by day. I think a lot of the interaction that we have, you know that you're doing the best you can in that situation. You're trying to resolve if there's conflict going on, but also we're just giving them a safe place to be right now. We're taking care of their immediate concerns.
As far as the teens that come in, are you finding that many of these teens are coming in on their own because they just can't handle the situation?
Yes, a lot of them, especially in our transitional living program, that's mainly where they're coming from. They're deciding, I want to get out of this situation. I need to have something healthier. Or somebody will recommend them to us. But a lot of the times it's the teen approaching us themselves and saying, I need help. Can you come alongside me through this?
And how long can a teen stay with the Rainbow House?
Well, underneath that, we have two services. So one of them is our teen emergency shelter, and that's a real short term, get them off the streets, get them into a shelter. That's 21 days. From there, we try to hook them up with other services here in Columbia, or then they can also transition into our transitional living program, which is longer. It's 18 months. Mm-hmm. And we work alongside them, help them get their education, get their GED, eventually go on to college. So very important life steps to get them to a better
18 months,
place.
I'm sure some of them breathe a sigh of relief when they think, I'm going to have at least 18 months of stability.
Exactly. For them, that is tremendous.
Exactly.
When they don't know day to day where they're going to be.
For more information on the Rainbow House?
Oh, please go to rainbowhousecolumbia.org. We have so many events going on right now. It'd be great.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Brenda Jackman.
Oh, thank you.
Pleasure to have you here. Continued success. Tomorrow on Thanksgiving Day, we've got Larry Brown, and he's going to share a Thanksgiving song with some thoughts to it. Our director, Travis McMillan. RJI, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Raymond Tungakar sitting in for Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Eric Stazak, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. See you tomorrow morning, and drop me an email, pepperp@missouri.edu. Bye-bye.